WUWM had reporters and producers out at polling places all day and watch parties in the evening. WUWM's Chuck Wormbach was in Neenah last night, where Senator Ron Johnson held his watch party. He joins WUWM's Audrey Nowakowski to break down the election results for the big races across the state.
Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks very much. How are you?
Doing all right. So I know you've had a late night and there's lots to go over and lots unknown. So a side note to our listeners, we're recording this the morning of November 9th. Some races are declared, others are not. So some of what we're about to talk about will definitely change as the day continues. But Chuck, how about we start with what we do know and can confirm? One of the biggest races on the ballot yesterday was the Wisconsin governor's race.
Right. Governor Tony Evers, Democratic incumbent, has won a second four-year term with a bigger victory margin than he had 4 years ago against Scott Walker. Evers' victory is in the 3 or 4 percentage range versus 1% against Walker. Evers jokingly, or maybe not, predicted recently as August that he would double his victory margin to 2%. Went beyond that, and there are probably various reasons why.
And Evers was up against Tim Michaels, and it's been reported that this race was the most expensive one in state history. Is that right?
Well, certainly. There's millions came in from Tim Michaels himself, and also the Democrats raised a lot of money from various groups, and groups sent money to Wisconsin to try and help Evers, and also Republicans sent in money to try and help Michaels. You know, I guess, why did Tony Evers win? He predicted victory as recently as Monday in Milwaukee when I saw him at an office at 84th in Lisbon. He was suggesting that part of his victory would come from people supporting public schools around the state. Evers, a longtime champion of public schools, former Department of Public Instruction superintendent, has a pretty good track record drawing support from people who support public schools. Tim Michaels had promoted what he called universal school choice, which is, of course, another term for taxpayer-funded vouchers for pretty much any student that wanted them. Evers said that schools were very important to communities around the state, sort of the community center, linchpin, and so some of his victory could have come from people that really liked his record in schools and promises to keep funding them. Certainly, we've also heard on the national front, and Evers said this in his victory speech Tuesday night, or actually Wednesday morning, that abortion was a key issue that people came out to support a woman's right to control or have much more say-so over medical decisions between her and her doctor, that Michaels had wavered a little bit, but had been generally in favor of the 1849 state abortion law, which has put things on hold ever since the Dobbs decision on Roe versus Wade. And then, you know, Evers also talked about it being a vote for democracy, that there was some question from Republicans, and Michaels had been backed by former President Donald Trump as to what would happen with voting rights in the state, oversight of elections and counting of ballots and so on. Evers said that I think you can bank on that he's going to try to keep things pretty much the way they are.
Another bigger statewide race was for the Senate, of course. Ron Johnson has a re-election bid, and Mandela Barnes ran for the Senate seat as well. As of when we're recording, you know, this morning, it was still a little iffy. Is there any update on that? Is there an official call, or what are we expecting?
Well, as far as we know, Senator Johnson is the winner. Mandela Barnes, the Democratic challenger, held off on conceding Tuesday night, early Wednesday, but Johnson was prepared to declare a victory. He pretty much did so, not quite, pretty much did so at his event in Neenah, where he took the stage at about 1 a.m. and said, "This race is over," but didn't want to declare victory. He also made some very, you know, Ron Johnson-esque remarks in terms of, it didn't sound like he was the happiest winner. He complained about the negative ads that Mandela Barnes and Democratic supporters had issued against him.
And that That's a little depressing, isn't it? That lies can be that effective. And if you ever wonder, quite honestly, why more good people don't run for office, I would just recommend people take a look at the Wisconsin U.S. Senate race in the year 2022, and you just might get that answer.
You were also at Johnson's party last night out in Neenah. Can you share a little bit of what that was like or what you noticed? I know it was a big waiting game. As you said, he didn't even talk till about 1 a.m. So can you share more about what your perspective was like being there firsthand?
Yeah, Johnson's event was a roller coaster. Mark Barnes was up early in the evening with some results from Madison and Milwaukee. Then over the course of the evening, the cheer factor, if you will, went up. The people in the ballroom at this hotel in Neenah were letting loose loud cheers, especially when Fox News, that they had on the video monitors on the screens, began to show Johnson taking the lead. And that's what we saw in the various reporting by Wisconsin outlets, that Johnson slowly went ahead as he sort of built up these rural county advantages. Also winning, of course, the collar counties, if you will, Waukesha, Washington, Ozaukee, and importantly, counties like Racine and Kenosha went for Johnson. So put that together, it's a relatively small win, but it appears to be in the 25 to 30 to 40,000 margin. If that holds up, unless, you know, things can change, unexpected things can emerge. But if that holds up, yeah, it's a victory for Johnson. He, you know, was not completely happy Tuesday night, and certainly the people in the ballroom were not happy as Republicans lost that key Senate race in Pennsylvania. And control of the U.S. Senate appears uncertain at this point. It's certainly not a Republican, easy Republican win if there's going to be one. And we may not know how much power Senator Johnson has if he stays in the Republican minority in the Senate. That's one thing. If the Republicans do pick up a majority or gain more power, then we'll hear more from Senator Johnson. He'll have more impact on votes, but for right now, he might be staying in the legislative minority in Capitol Hill.
Taking it to the Hill right off Capitol Square in Madison, another big thing we were keeping an eye on in Wisconsin was the makeup of the state assembly. And it seems like Republicans fell short of attaining the supermajority they were aiming for, right?
Yeah, some of these districts are in rural areas or have counting problems. But it looks like the assembly went a little bit more Republican, but they needed to get to 66 to have the two-thirds supermajority to override any veto by Governor Evers. It looks like the Republicans may have picked up that supermajority in the Senate, but it takes both houses, both chambers, if you will, voting on bills or voting on override to make them stick. Now, will things be more difficult for Evers and Madison with more, but not quite, supermajority Republican control? Probably. Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, has been reelected. And while he's not popular with everyone in his party due to the Trump factor, you know, Trump tried to take out Voss a few months ago, it would seem to be Voss's chamber, unless there's a big changeover in that. So Republicans gained, but Evers, it appears, will stay in control unless Republican lawmakers try to make some deals with moderate, and if there are any moderate Democrats left, to try and get support for overrides. But that would be politically difficult for any Democrat that chose to side with the GOP.
Let's talk about the attorney general race. Josh Call was running for re-election against Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. Do we have official call on that one?
Call is it. Josh Call has declared victory, and he won rather handily over Fond du Lac County DA Toney. Call really had some support, again, from Madison and Milwaukee. Toney was somewhat hampered by lack of funding for a lot of television ads. Call seemed to have more. Toney ran into some problems with his views on abortion oversight, and that may have cost him some votes. And Tony was also not the strong favorite of some of the Republican super conservatives, if you will, coming out of the primary. So whether they didn't bother to vote for him yesterday is unclear, but Call seems to be strongly in charge here, and you know, will be a key player on things like the abortion discussion that is likely to happen in January or later or before, since he's the state's top cop and has sort of, you know, promised not to put doctors and healthcare providers in jail. So we'll see. But right now it's Call's call to make a very strong showing and hold the line on some things at the legal end.
So, as you mentioned, some of these races were still waiting on an official call. Some voter counts are still coming in. But overall, did things go smoothly yesterday? Obviously, it was late nights for everybody, but there seemed to be a good amount of voter turnout, and that most places seem to have pretty good staffing or efficiency. What was your observation?
Well, it's the position of the Wisconsin Election Commission around 8:15 last night that things did go smoothly. Now there are going to be some voters who reported long waiting times. There were some machine problems here and there. And certainly it seems from one report that Milwaukee Election Commissioner Claire Woodall-Vaugh was heckled at one point. But compared to 2020, when we didn't know some things, or there was seemed to be a greater attempt by election officials for transparency, allowing people to view things up front, and that seems to have diffused things. Now, things tend to surface in the day or two after the election. We haven't had official results for any of these races yet. That won't be till some meetings upcoming. So, but for right now, cross your fingers if you like clean and fair and non-controversial elections, that things seem to have gone pretty smoothly.
Well, Chuck, thank you for all your work last night, speaking with me today, and we'll see how things continue to shape up.
Okay, thanks very much.
That was WUWM's Chuck Kornbach and Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski. For more information on yesterday's midterm elections and to see the results, go to WUWM.com. Long lines were reported at many polling locations across our area yesterday. Lake Effect's Mallory Chang spent the day visiting polling places around Milwaukee and talking to voters about why they came out to cast their vote.
I'm WUWM's Mallory Chang. On election day, I went to the South Shore Park Pavilion bright and early at 7 a.m. when polls opened, and there was already a line out the door all the way to the flagpole. I got a chance to talk to a few voters waiting in line about how they were feeling about casting their ballot.
Hi, my name is Sabrina. I just wanted to make sure that I had everything I needed to register. I recently moved, and so it was just more being prepared for that. I do think that my vote counts, and you know, no matter what happens with the results of the election, I can say that I voted and I did my duty as a resident of Wisconsin.
I think it's really important to come today, especially at this time. There's a lot of things going on, and I think I want to share my vote. I feel real good. I'm just glad I see a lot of people showing up. I mean, it's we have to do our part, and I think it's crucial at this time in age, because it's too much to take for, you know, people take it for granted, a lot of things that they take for granted, and they should. They shouldn't, I should say.
I know there's a lot of issues that people are concerned about. I think the biggest issue for me is just the democracy that we are possibly is in jeopardy. I was paying a lot of attention to the January 6th committee hearings. Kind of disturbed about what was happening and what I was hearing. And I'm concerned about the state of our country right now. Disappointed that a lot of the Republican representatives are not necessarily acknowledging the facts. That's a bit disturbing to me. And that's why I'm here to vote.
There should be middle ground on everything, and I think both sides bring a little bit, you know, to the table, and it's all, my voting will kind of represent that, you know, a little bit of a mixed card. So
I guess if you don't vote, you don't get a right to complain. I don't like being the center of attention. I don't like seeing Wisconsin on the national news. I'm ready for this to be over. I want to get back to listening to my podcast and not being all stressed out about it. So it is what it's going to be, and I don't always feel one way or the other about things, but I am ready. I'm excited there's so many people here. I've never stood in line before to vote.
I like seeing all the kids here.
My dad used to take me to vote when I was a kid, and I thought it was like really cool. So it's cool to see the tradition continue.
Later in the morning, I headed over to Bradley Tech High School in Walker's Point, and walking out the doors was a family of four who came to the polls together. Here's the parents, Kent and Sonia.
Well, I want them to see why we think it's important, or just to be exposed to the process, and then they can make their choices when they get older. They'll be informed young citizens.
I know how important it is to show up.
And I asked their kids, Aiden and Orion, how they felt being a part of the process.
It was cool.
Yeah, just, I don't know. Just, no, nothing really.
Nothing really? Eighth, sixth grader?
But voters Marcelo and Cassie were especially worried about who will be in control in our state government.
Well, for one, as a man, it doesn't directly affect me. However, I think women's rights are really important, specifically reproductive rights. So that was kind of top of mind. Just a lot of things, yeah. But that was like kind of like the main big issue. I just don't want this to turn into like a super Republican state. Honestly, that's like the main thing. I don't stand with them on pretty much any issue.
And I'm just like real worried. Yeah. I was just listening to the Daily Podcast, which I don't normally listen to, and it's about how bleak Wisconsin is right now, basically just because of gerrymandering. And I mean, I've known this for a long time, but because of how scary things have gotten, I tend to turn it off and say, I'm going to vote, and that's my job, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to try and not think about it. And then I hear it, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. We're in a very weird time.
My final stop of the day was at the Clark Park Square Pavilion, where a volunteer named Jeremy from Souls to the Polls was assisting someone get to their polling place. Jeremy shared what was on his mind, along with Pat, the man he was helping get to the poll.
I strongly believe that voting is very important, and if there's anything that I can do to get more people out to vote, either way, I wanted to do it. I'm a strong believer in freedoms of, a woman to choose, freedom for someone like my kids to be able to love who they want to love and be with whom they want to be with. And economy is on the forefront. But again, if you know kind of how some of this stuff works, you understand that, you know, sometimes that comes down to your local level. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a lot of different things.
I just don't like the bullies in the politics. Kind of more gentle. The gentle people, they're doing their jobs. I don't think they needed to be picked on. There's just too much vicious attacks on both parties, and they really need to put a stop to that.
And ultimately, voters Kenneth and Sarah were hoping to see positive change in Wisconsin.
I was just thinking, man, I mean, what we could do to make our state and city better. So, you know, that's what was really on my mind, and that's how I went about choosing my candidate. I feel great, and I feel I've done my part, and I hope as well everyone else get out and do their part, and let's make a change, let's make a difference, and let's make our state much better.
You know, without voting, you know, without your voice, you're nothing. And us women, you know, need to stand together, and it's our choice. They shouldn't take it away. And that's something that I'm fighting for, mm-hmm. for me and my kids and their kids. I'm just hoping for major change, you know, for a lot of things, for the elders, for the students, for, you know, lower housing, just for a lot of things, you know, and it's something's got to give. Because people are tired, people are fed up, people are ready to fight, so hoping for change and peace and unity. That's what I'd like to see.
For Lake Effect, I'm Mallory Chang.
For more midterm election coverage, go to wuwm.com.